Without language, we would find ourselves living in a state of emotional chaos. Our brain has given us the potential to communicate in extraordinary ways, and the ways we choose to use our words can improve the neural functioning of the brain. In fact, a single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate physical and emotional stress. If we do not continually exercise the brain's language centers, we cripple our neurological ability to deal with the problems we encounter with each other. Language shapes our behavior, and each word we use is imbued with multitudes of personal meaning. The right words, spoken in the right way, can bring us love, money, and respect. While the wrong words, or even the right words spoken in the wrong way, can lead a country to war. We must carefully orchestrate our speech if we want to achieve our goals and bring our dreams to fruition. Although we are born with the gift of language, research shows that we are surprisingly unskilled when it comes to communicating with others. We often choose our words without thought, oblivious of the emotional effects they can have on others. We talk more than we need to. We listen poorly without realizing it. And we often fail to pay attention to the subtle meanings conveyed by facial expressions, body gestures, and the tone and cadence of our voice, elements of communication that are often more important than the words we actually say. These conversational shortcomings are not caused by poor education. Rather, they are largely related to an underdeveloped brain, for the areas that govern social awareness, empathy, and related language skills are not fully operational until we're about 30 years old. Despite this neurological handicap, scientific research shows that anyone, young or old, can exercise the language and social awareness centers of the brain in ways that will enhance their capacity to communicate more effectively with others. To date, we've identified and documented 12 strategies that will enhance the dynamics of any conversation, even with strangers. They can stimulate deep empathy and trust in the listener's brain, and they can be used to interrupt negative thought patterns that, if left unchecked, can actually damage your brain's emotional regulation circuits. Here are the 12 strategies of compassionate communication. 1. Relax. 2. Stay present. 3. Cultivate inner silence. 4. Increase positivity. 5. Reflect on your deepest values. 6. Access a pleasant memory. 7. Observe nonverbal cues. 8. Express appreciation. 9. Speak warmly. 10. Speak slowly. 11. Speak briefly. And 12. Listen deeply. In this book, we'll show you how to use these strategies to rapidly develop deep, long-lasting relationships at home and at work. You'll learn how to interrupt unconscious inner speech that generates anxiety, fear, and doubt. You'll build more intimate relationships in your personal life, and you'll build more successful relationships with your clients, employees, and colleagues. You'll create fun, productive collaborations at work. You'll enhance your management skills, and this will translate into more income and sales. You'll learn how to recognize when another person is lying, and you'll discover how to use your intuition to know what others are thinking before they even speak. You'll even discover how silence can strengthen the power of your communication skills. We'll also show you a little secret that will change your facial expression in ways that will inspire trust in others. You can change the rate of your speech to influence how the other person feels, and you'll be able to use your body language to convey more meaning than words can ever capture. If you practice these strategies for just a few minutes each day, you'll think more clearly, you'll enhance your creativity, and you'll generate more authentic dialogues with others.